Right, Mark, where are you? Mark the Wallace. Come and say hello. This is Mark, and Mark has just spent last weekend down in Nottingham at what we call Course to Live For, which is a conference for those who think they are in their 20s and 30s. So, did you have a good time? Tell us about it. Who was there? What did you do?
Yes, it was very good. Lots of the lead students were there. I met up with my sister from uni, so that was great, yeah. And lots of people I know from around the vineyard, so it's really good to meet up.
Wonderful. And what was the general program? What happened?
So the theme this year was Holy Spirit and Spirit Come, so there was lots of meetings, lots of worship, and a couple of seminars.
And what you were telling me about one particular thing that struck you, the breathe in, breathe out, tell us about that.
Yes, so on the final evening, Adam Russell was talking about breathing in and breathing out, the Holy Spirit, which is about breathing in, which is praying to God in the quiet time, worshiping Him, and soaking up the Spirit, and then breathing out, which is serving and praying for others.
Yeah.
And that spoke to me because I realized that when I was maybe riding my bike, it was a time where I could breathe in and think about God and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and so it was, but you said you don't stay alive very long if all you do is breathe in.
Yes, that's how he started the talk. He told the whole room to just breathe in, and it didn't work. And then he told us all to just breathe out, and it also didn't work. So you got to be breathing in and breathing out in the Holy Spirit to live a full life of God.
Okay, and so what are you going to do differently as a result of that?
Well, I'm going to try to find those sources of breathing in where I can breathe in the Holy Spirit. And because they change, he told about how they change through your life. So I'm going to try and find good places throughout the week, not just on a Sunday or on a Monday, which seems fine for me, yeah. But on the other days of the week that I can breathe in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And then breathing out.
Breathing out for me, I think has been helping out at church and helping out at school because I volunteer at school as well.
Yeah.
And that's a great place to bless not just this community, but my school community as well.
So you think Course to Live For is something worth going to?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, next year, if you are or you think you are in your 20s and 30s, join Mark. Would you get to give a thank you?